Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today, we're going to learn four sight words. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's begin. Write your name at the top of your paper and be sure to do your neatest, nicest writing. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring first. So you'll notice there are four big words on your page going down. We're going to start at the top of our page where you see the letters F-O-R, and then if you go across, you'll see a bunch of words. We're going to stay in that top section, and then we'll move to the next section. So stay in the top. I'm looking at the letters F-O-R, and those spell the sight word four. We're going to color the letter F. Find your purple crayon, some kind of a purple crayon, and let's color that letter F inside of it purple. Ready, go. F-O-R spells four. And it's not the number four, it's the four that means, for example, oh, I have some water for you, or I have a present for you, or hey, could you get that for me? Go ahead and put down your purple crayon. Finished or not, put it down. And can you please find your orange crayon? And let's color the O in four, orange. So we have a purple F, and now we'll have an orange O. F-O-R, not the number four. I have some treats for you. Do you have anything for me? That's the four that we're working on. Go ahead and put that orange crayon down, and let's find a blue crayon for the letter R. Some kind of a blue crayon for the letter R. F-O-R is the word four. So I'm going to spell it and then say it in my scary voice, and then I want you to try it. So here I go. F. O-R, four. Now you try it in your scary voice. Ooh, you scared me. All right, boys and girls, hang on to your blue crayon. Stay in this section, F-O-R, four section, and scoot over, and you'll see a lot of words in our section. I want you to find the word four. Hold it. Don't go ahead of me. We're not going to circle it when we find it. I want you to underline it when you find it. That means you're going to put a line under the word. Under the word. Ready? Look for the word four and underline it when you find it. I'm going to tell you how many you should find. You should find five of them. So start looking for F-O-R, four. And underline the word when you find it. F-O-R, four. You should be able to find five of them. I underlined one, two, three, four, five. F-O-R, four. Okay, you can put your blue crayon down. We're going to move to our next sight word. It's S-E-E. Can you find your green crayon? I'm going to find my light green crayon, or I found my light green crayon, and that's what I'm going to use. For my S, color the S green. S-E-E-C. And it's not the ocean sea. It's not the water sea. It's the sea that you see with your eyes. I can see you. I can see my green crayon in my hand. Okay, I guess it's not true that I can see you. I cannot see you. Nope. All right, put down your green crayon. And can you find your yellow crayon? And let's color the first E in C, yellow. S-E-E-C. I cannot see you, and you cannot see me, but you should be able to see the paper in front of you. Okay, we have a green S for C, we have a yellow E for C, and then let's use a red crayon for the last E and C. Use a red, some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. S-E-E-C, not the ocean sea. It's the sea that we can see with our two eyeballs. All right. S-E-E-C. I'm gonna use my Texas voice to spell this word and say this word. Yes, I am darn tootin'. Here I go. S-E-E-C. I can see my paper. Now I want you to practice spelling it and saying the word C on your in your best Texas voice. S-E-E-C. Your turn. That's right, cowboys and cowgirls, you got it. Now, find that red crayon that you were just using, and let's underline all the C's that we can see. And I'm telling you that you should be able to find five of them. So start underlining S-E-E-C, 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 S-E-E-C. And S-E-E-C, you should be able to find five of them. That's all there is. S-E-E says C. F-O-R says four. Let's move on to the next word. It's H-E-L-P. And that word is help. I am happy to help you. So let's color the H. Let's use our brown crayon. Let's color the H brown. Go ahead and begin. Help starts with the letter H, and we are coloring it brown. We have a brown H. Help, help, help me, please. I can help you. You can help me. Put down your brown crayon, please. And let's use our orange crayon to color the E in help. Go ahead and use your orange crayon for the E in help. My orange crayon is actually like a reddish orange, but it's fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. All right. So we have a brown H, an orange E. Let's do a purple L. Purple L. H-E-L-P, help. Help me. Help me, somebody. I need some help. I need some help. All right, I don't. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about me. We have a purple L for help. And then for our P, let's use a green crayon. Find your green crayon and color the P green. H-E-L-P spells help. H-E-L-P spells help. And I'm going to practice spelling and saying this sight word in my squeaky voice, in my very big squeaky voice. H-E-L-P, help, help. H-E-L-P, help, help. Can you try it in your squeaky voice? Oh, you have some squeaky voices. All right. With your green crayon, let's start looking for the words that say help over in this section. And underline, put a line under, and you should find six of them this time. Six of them. H-E-L-P, help. H-E-L-P, help. H-E-L-P, help me. H-E-L-P, I'll help you. You should be able to find six of them. If you accidentally underline something, it's okay. You can always just X it out. Just put an X on it. That's fine. Squeaky voice. Help. All right. We have the word for, C, help, and our last word, T-H-E, is the. The. Can you find a pink crayon for that letter T? Let's color the letter T Pink. We have a pink letter T. Color that pink. The starts with the letter T. And then when you have finished with the letter T, go ahead and put down your pink crayon. And let's color our H yellow. Find your yellow crayon and color the letter H yellow. T-H-E, the. I can see the sky. I can see the crayon. Here is the paper. All right, so we have a pink T, a yellow H, and let's do an orange E. Find an orange crayon and let's do an E, a yellowy orangey, some kind of orangey yellow E. T-H-E, the. T-H-E, the. Now, I feel like singing. So I'm going to sing this sight word. I'm going to spell it, sing it. Sing it, spell it, and say the word. And then I want you to try it. So I'll go first. T-H-E spells the. T-H-E spells the. You try it. Yep. Yes, that's good. That's catchy. All right. Now you know what to do. With your orange crayon, we're going to underline all of the the's that we can find. And I'm telling you now, you should be able to find five of them. T-H-E, the. T-H-E, the. T-H-E, the. T-H-E, the. Did you find five? You should find five. All right, let's read our words going down. You can echo me. At the top, it's four. C, help, the. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. We have the words in sentences. Number one, I'll read it to you. It says, I have a gift for you. Trace the word for. Trace it. F-O-R, for. And scoot over and write it by yourself. We used our scary voices. Oh, R. There you go. All right, let's read number two. Number two says, here is the book. Trace the word the. T-H-E, the. Now scoot over and write it on the line. T-H-E, the. All right, number three. We can your house. What sight word is there? We can see. Go ahead and trace it. We can see it with our eyes. S-E-E. We used our Texas voice, so write it on the line. Here we go. S-E-E. That's right. We know how to spell the word see. Now let's do number four. Number four. I can your sister. I can help your sister. Go ahead and trace the word help. H-E-L-P. And we used our squeaky voice for help. Let's write it. H-E-L-P. Help. All right. Let's read our words. Start at the bottom, though, and go up. You can echo me. The, help, see, or. And let's read them going down. For, see, help, the. We learned four new words today. Boys and girls, I gotta tell ya, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.